There. Come out and get some great buzz swag. I think that's what they say in the biz.
Swag?
Swag.
Swag, swag. Same
swag
thing.
Bag.
Swag. Well, that's what they say in the promo anyway. Okay, Phil Steele put on ESPN his most improved team this year in the SEC.
Drum roll, please.
Good job,
that's
Matt.
That's a Basil drum roll.
The Arkansas Razorbacks are going to be this year's Phil Steele most improved team.
All right. What are the reasons?
Even after losing Tyler Wilson and Kobe Hamilton.
And Chris Gregg.
And Chris Gregg, but he doesn't put that on there. He just says Tyler Wilson and Kobe Hamilton. He says, I think they have the recipe to be one of the most improved teams in the country. And it's a big upgrade from what they had at the coaching position last year. He says, a guy that knows how to win Big Ten titles will know how to win in the SEC. He says, when you've got all SEC center Travis Swanson with two very talented running backs in sophomore Jonathan Williams and incoming freshman Alex Collins, that's a recipe for wins. Factor in Brandon Allen, and it should be a steady play calling of smash-mouth football. On defense, the Hogs will have one of the better defensive lines in the SEC, which is led by Chris Smith and Trey Flowers, who combined for 15.5 sacks a year ago. And don't forget about Byron Jones and Robert Thomas. So that's what Phil Steele says about the Arkansas Razorbacks for this upcoming year. I think I have to agree with him to an extent.
Some high praise there.
But I agree that they're going to be one of the more improved teams, but will the more improved factor out in wins? Because fans, they may score more points, they may give up less points, but at the end of the day, it comes down to wins. And I don't know if they have the firepower on offense to outscore some of the teams in the SEC West.
And some of those teams in the SEC West that you're mentioning, like the A&Ms and the Alabamas and even the Ole Misses now with their offense rolling under Hugh Freeze and really catching fire last year. I think that this is some high praise, and it's something that I think a lot of Razorback fans can be hopeful for and look forward to if they can make that improvement and make that jump. It's just going to be tough to replace guys like that. Two record-setting guys at the school, you know, going down in program history as one of the best quarterbacks and one of the best receivers ever in program history. It's tough to replace. And coaching-wise, absolutely. Huge upgrade.
Yeah.
Not even close.
I mean, I could have gone and coached the Razorbacks
last year. A lot of folks felt the same way about that.
I mean,
so you look at this and – most improved. I think other SEC teams are going to see improved this year. I think Auburn's going to improve. And I think Tennessee might improve. You know, I think Tennessee could.
Well, you know, we did the bowl games, just the projected bowl games from Athlon, and Tennessee and Auburn are projected to go to a bowl game this upcoming year.
And Arkansas's not.
Arkansas's not.
Yes.
So you got to also remember, Arkansas's got one of the top five toughest schedules in the country this year.
Exactly. I mean, some are saying top three, maybe even the toughest schedule in the country. So
let's go back to the phones, talk to Clark. What's up, Clark?
Hey, guys. Talking about the Razorback offense, I'm concerned about quarterback play.
What are your concerns?
Well, Brandon Allen. I haven't been impressed yet. I think our two best quarterbacks left.
And by two, do you mean
Brandon Mitchell
and Taylor Reed?
Oh, and Taylor Reed.
This UCA is and North Carolina State.
Clark, yeah. I will tell you this, and if you remember back whenever Ryan Mallett left to go to the NFL, a lot of people were doubting Tyler Wilson. A lot of people said, we don't know if he's got what it takes to stand in the pocket and deliver because of what they saw against Auburn the year before that. A lot of people had doubts about Tyler Wilson. When it was all said and done, Tyler Wilson turned out to be a pretty darn good quarterback.
Oh, absolutely.
And
I'm not saying Brandon Allen can't be. But this year, I have a feeling he's not going to be.
I think it's going to be a learning year for Brandon Allen. I think this is not the year that you need to judge Brandon Allen on what he's done. I think the way he manages the game would be more of what you look for in Brandon Allen this year.
Like I said, he had two quarterbacks that both had experience.
Yeah.
Taylor Reed started at Memphis his first year.
Yes.
Which, it's Memphis. It's not SEC. It's barely even big-time college football over there.
I agree with you.
But at the same time, he had the experience and knew how to run a game at the college level.
Yeah, and I don't think this is the same skepticism as people had maybe with Tyler Wilson. Tyler Wilson, I don't remember a lot of people being skeptical of him coming in because of the fact that he went toe-for-toe with a Heisman Trophy quarterback playing on the road, not knowing he was going to play against the future or eventual national champion. I don't remember there being that much.
Did you not listen to Drive Time? I listened to Drive Time all throughout because everybody didn't know about who the next quarterback was going to be, who the next great quarterback was going to be at Arkansas. And not enough was seen about Tyler Wilson because you remember he had played the year before against Auburn and threw two or three picks. And everybody kept reverting back to that game against Auburn. And
the
saying,
one that they lost to against Cam Newton.
Yes, but forget
that
Cam
he threw
Newton.
Four touchdowns.
I know, but what I'm saying is that's what people were saying, Chris. Is that's what people were saying at the time. Was it fair? No, it wasn't fair because he only had that one game and he was playing the eventual national champions.
But still, even that, I mean, what he did there was way more than what Brandon Allen has done.
I agree with you. His only game tape resume was against ULM.
And
which,
technically Alabama.
I didn't say Alabama, yeah. But he really didn't show anything.
Well, exactly. that game should be lost
really count
in the history
that
books.
Game. That's just that's Alabama, and we had no coaching last year. Let's be honest about
and
it.
And it was a dual, and remember, they tried the dual quarterback system early on,
right.
Which was very futile. Did
Clark, I appreciate the phone call,
Clark.
Clark.
Thank you.
No, all I'm saying is there was some skepticism about Tyler Wilson, that first, going into that season because nobody knew. No, nobody really knew what he brought to the table because all they had to go back on was that Auburn game.
And technically the Ole Miss game that he stepped in the next week and threw a couple great throws down the sideline to Kobe
Hamilton.
I'm just
going off of caller reaction what we had to this radio station.
Okay.
That's all I was going off.
Okay.
Ryan, what's up?
You guys are right. Actually, with Tyler Wilson, everybody was worried about his shotgun and fumbling because he fumbled a lot of snaps. He couldn't take a snap. So even right before that season, people were talking about his snaps and how are we going to throw the shotgun the whole time. And with Brandon Allen, though, I don't know how you can compare. I mean, against ULM, he came in through perfect passes. And then Paul Petrino wouldn't quit throwing the ball. He threw the ball every single time.
Yeah.
He just ran the ball that game. And then Alabama, I pray that anybody's not trying to say, oh, you're not good because your first start was against the two or three national championships out of the last 4 years or whatever it is. You know, I don't know how you could hold that against them. We had the worst coaching staff in America with our play calling. He's like the little slow brother with the way he called plays. I just don't understand how they could say that.
Yes, I understand. Look, I think this year, and I appreciate the phone call, Ryan, I think this year, like you said just a minute ago, it's all going to depend on the running game. It's all if they can get a running game going, they're going to be successful.
And in the past, when you look at quarterbacks in Coach Bielema's offense at Wisconsin, it hasn't been quarterback heavy other than Russell Wilson's 1 year where they had the talent to do that. And I don't think it's fair to compare a guy like Brandon Allen to someone who's Russell Wilson who has that ability. Maybe who knows? Maybe. I'm just saying right now, Russell Wilson came in as an established starter. He totaled 97 touchdowns in 3 years at NC State before going to Wisconsin. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a different offense this year than what you saw with Russell Wilson at Wisconsin.
Savage, what's up?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
If you go all the way back to Clint Stern, it all comes down to the running game. He had Cobb, Tyler Wilson, Ryan Mallett. Everybody second guesses a quarterback coming into a season. As far as that, I've been listening to radio program for a long time. This is what people do. They're going to second guess Brandon Allen until he hits the field.
Yep.
Let the kid get out there, prove himself. It's going to be a young run. The running back's going to be young, but it's going to work itself out one way or the other.
I agree with you totally, Savage. Hey, we're up against the break. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. No, he's right. Once he plays, let the criticism begin. But right now, hey, it's the offseason.
Did people criticize Ryan Mallett before he started playing?
No.
So he was the only one. You think so?
I don't think they did.
Yeah?
I don't remember it. They may have. Big lanky guy from Michigan.
Family arm. It's legendary.
He's from Texarkana, though. We got more of The Zone coming up next.
You won't find premier dining around Fort Smith. Want a bet? Indulge your every craving at the new Choctaw Casino Hotel. Play up an appetite.